So this is a bit of a pun. So I mean this in two ways. So one is you want to, the obvious way, you want to work for a company that's actually growing really quickly in terms of headcount size and like revenue and like the product successful. But you also want to find a place that's going to like invest in you as an individual and like help you learn skills so that you can grow quickly. And it's clear that you want, so why do you want to observe a company growing quickly? So the reason is people gain responsibility really quickly at those kind of companies, right? They've got a bunch of new responsibilities that are just propping up all over the place, and they're going to bias heavily towards the people they already have, if for no other reason than because it takes a long time to like go and find someone with a certain skill and bring them into the company, and usually you need a problem solved like today, not 3 months from now. And a lot of new hires are going to be coming into that company. They need mentorship. Even if you're starting as like a new grad and you're new to the company, you're going to be a veteran in no time. You're going to find yourself like onboarding new people into that company like 6 or 12 months into your tenure. So one example is Josh Smith from Asana. So he was an intern with us in the summer of 2013. He joined as a full-time Asana in November of 2013. So he's been there for about 2 years now. He's now one of the most knowledgeable and versatile engineers. Like when we need someone that we just can like trust on a project, he's like one of our go-to people. And he's onboarded probably like 4 or 5 newer engineers, and he's been the program lead for multiple of our projects. So he's gotten a ton of experience in just a short amount of time. Right now, he's working on making Asana a lot faster for you guys, which I'm sure you'll appreciate. And then a much more extreme example, I'm really fond of talking about Chris Cox, who's one of the early Facebook employees. So he dropped out of graduate school to join Facebook in 2005. Facebook was already about 30 people by then, so he's by no means like a co-founder or anything like that. But just after 3 years, we trusted him so much that he actually became like the head of HR, and we were deciding to form that department. And then a year or two after that, he had such a great trust relationship with Mark, and he was still involved in so many projects in the company that Mark decided to make him head of product. And as you probably know, he's now like the chief product officer of Facebook. So he's only like 8 or 9 years out of school, and he's just had a tremendous career trajectory because he was part of a company growing so quickly.